everybody, on the alert, here goes.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
So much dirt.
On My Talk, My Talk.
Well, this is gonna be juicy.
Harvey Weinstein has allegedly created a 91-person list of sexual assault accusers to silence. Investigators would glean information on who had knowledge of allegations and if they intended to go public. It's claimed among those on the reported list are Rose McGowan, Sophia Dix, and Annabella Sciorra. And also allegedly on the list is producer Brett Ratner, who's been accused by several women himself of sexual assault. The Guardian actually published part of this list, and the women are in red.
We've heard
about this list before, but now we actually see it, and it's just terrible. And it lists all the people who are working on this, you know, and what they're supposed to do. So anybody who's claiming on this list that, you know, they don't have anything to do with the cover-up, they're in trouble now. Eminem's performance on Saturday Night Live was skewered as social media users took shots at the entertainer for his throwback medley. He delivered a rendition of his latest single, Walk on Water, and integrated elements of his past hits such as Stan and Love the Way You Lie. And many suggested that he had lost his touch and he had to rely on past glories to win over the crowd. It's disgusting. You should see all the horrible mean tweets out there. I'm like, gosh, what are we coming to here? I mean, the guy, he's just trying to do something creative. I did not think it was a bad performance at all. So
I watched it and I didn't either. People that don't like him, they go in with a chip on their shoulder anyway, and they're just looking for something to complain about.
True.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson, who became an action star late in his career, he's going to be having shoulder surgery, wear and tear on that shoulder, because he does his own stunts. Mm-hmm. The action hero is being repaired, joked Powell. He's also said recently that he's retiring from the genre, saying, they're still throwing serious money at me. I'm like, guys, I'm 60 blanking five. Audiences are going to go, come on. I love it that he's like,
I love his attitude about it.
Like, come on, this is not believable anymore.
No.
All right, Country Music Hall of Famer Mel Tillis passed away on Sunday morning in Florida. Respiratory failure suspected as the cause of death. We also have the death of Charles Manson of natural causes in prison. And we also
sorry to hear that.
Oh.
We also
lost the woman who played Lana on Three's Company.
Wedgworth.
Yes,
she also played Patsy Cline's mother in the movie that I love, Sweet Dreams.
Mm. Yes, she was 83 years old. And Justice League has a 96 million opening weekend, but that was considered a pretty big disappointment. It was the worst opening for a DC movie since Green Lantern in 2011.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's especially biting because of how successful Wonder Woman was earlier this year. So, not good, Warner Brothers.
No, I wonder if it was all of the buzz beforehand wasn't so great.
Yeah.
Nope.
And Monday Night Football, we have the Seahawks and the Falcons. Tonight, we also have Dancing with the Stars, The Voice, and Elizabeth Smart Questions Answered on A&E. And that's the latest dirt. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
That's a lot of dirt.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 820, 1220, and 520.
I gotta go. I'll be back in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Chainsmokers bring us back.
It's been 3 weeks at least.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Coming up on 606, I'm Jace with Lex.
I'm just on the radio.
And Don McClain. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Yes, you're the best.
We appreciate your joining us. Thank you.
Let's jump out of bed, get this day done.
Seriously.
Yes.
That sounds like a good idea to me.
Don't be like me. I hit the snooze 4 times this morning. Not good.
Oh, man.
Did
not
you?
Good. Yeah.
Well, it's a Monday, girl.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a Monday. So, anyway, well, we have close to an hour of hot topics. So, let's get to it. So, grab your coffee. Because we're going to. Believe me, we're going to.
And now, one full hour of nonstop hot topics.
You heard Dawn mention Brett Ratner in her top of hour dirtler. And Lex, you were reading over the weekend. We have another dude to add to the list, and he's connected to Brett Ratner. Russell Simmons, Lex?
Yes, Russell Simmons, a 17-year-old fashion model from a little farm town in Nebraska, said that when she met Brett Ratner and Russell Simmons at a casting call, Russell Simmons, advances, and it looks like Brett Ratner was right there watching.
And what did he do?
No, he was very aggressive right away. He was yanking at her clothes, is what she said. I looked at Brett and said, "Help me." And she said, "I'll never forget the look on his face." At that moment, the realization fell that they were in on it together.
Oh, my God.
Twice her age at that time, too. And she said that he tried to force her to have intercourse. She fought wildly. And he eventually relented but coerced her to perform a sexual act. And she just has always, that just doesn't, you just don't forget about that. She felt disgusting later when she took a shower. And of course, Russell Simmons strongly disputing her account. He thinks that everything was full consent and participation, but she says no.
So he's saying that something did happen. They did have sexual relations, but it was consensual.
Yes. And Brett Ratner, of course, has, quote, no recollection of asking for help or that he witnessed any protest.
Well, of course he doesn't.
He's using the Jeff Sessions, I do not recall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I read Russell Simmons' statement, and it's pretty adamant. I mean, he seemed very not defensive, but he seemed very resolute in his recollection of, look, something did happen, but we were in it together, and me and this woman, not he and Ratner, but I don't know
that he has admiration for beautiful women, and I'm not sure back then, but he is very, not that this, I guess anyone can, have this misconduct, but he seems very, he's now a vegan. He's very spiritual and he has daughters. So you think that might give pause and maybe, there's that idea of consent and also just using sexuality sometimes as an economic kind of exchange. Is that consensual? Is it not? Was that even the case here? Yeah. There's a lot of gray area here and unknown. So,
well, not only that, but it was so long ago that maybe, he has one set of recollections, and maybe, she has quite another. Maybe he thought that she was in on, consenting, and she really wasn't. Maybe she was really uncomfortable and just was afraid to show him. I don't know.
And she was 17?
Yes, 17.
Okay, so there we go. Yeah.
There's the problem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's all a problem, but that's the biggest problem.
Yeah. I forgot about her age there. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Again, it's just the dominoes just keep falling. I forgot who made the comment. They're like, now when you turn on the news and you hear a male celebrity's name, you hope that they're dead. And it's a horrible joke. It's a horrible joke, but it's almost true. It's almost true. You just hope, my friend Shane here at the FOX, she made a similar comment. She's like, oh my goodness, it's gotten to a point where I'm afraid I'm going to turn on the TV and I'm going to see Tom Hanks's name.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like all, meaning using Tom Hanks as an example of a guy that she, loves so very much and kind of puts on this pedestal of being just a really good man in the entertainment business. And I looked at her, I go, look, I've been very surprised by this whole scandal, by some of the names. I said, but
most of them, not really.
No. I mean, please, Brett Ratner. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I said, Shane, I said, I think we're safe with Mr. Hanks. I said, let me put your mind at ease. I would almost bet the farm that Mr. Hanks will never be involved in something like this. I just can't see it. Because, like you said, a lot of these names, I'm sorry. Kevin Spacey, not really surprised.
Yeah.
Brett Ratner, not surprised at all. You know, I mean,
Harvey
a lot
Weinstein,
of the,
no.
Not surprised at all. We knew he was kind of a sleazy bully. So 6:12 is the time when we come back. We have more hot topics that probably are a little lighter, including what was Pink doing at the AMAs? We'll talk about that when we come back.
The radio home of being first to know if a new show sucks. My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment.
Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace, Lex, and Dawn. Don't be alarmed with the lack of enthusiasm in my voice. This is about the volume that I'm speaking at today.
Yeah,
you have to continue to talk too. Yeah. It's not just over at 9.
No, I just, I don't know. I Lex is going to the dentist today to get a grill.
Yeah, get it checked out.
Yeah, so I think when you do that,
I'm surprised you haven't been to the doctor yet. You should have gone last week.
You know me. I'm a dude. This is very much.
He's a dude.
I'm a dude. This is the one way I'm like a dude, Lex. Yeah.
You could have been medicating all weekend.
I know. So I'm, I got to go because I'm like regressing. I'm like, and now it's my throat.
Yeah.
And it just it hurts to talk. And this is about what I have, like, voice-wise. So, any hoodly doodly.
Okay, well, yes. Go immediately after. Yeah.
I'll go with you I'll hold your hand while they give you a gold grill.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to need it.
And then you can come.
Deal.
Yeah. Well, I get
a shot. Get a diamond in one of them, like your eye tooth?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That'd be cool. You know I like embellishing, so.
Yeah. That's right.
Bling, bling.
Bling, bling. It is 6:19. Did you guys watch the American Music Awards last night?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I have to say, I haven't watched it with enthusiasm for many years. I think the last time I was really excited about watching the AMAs was like in 2009 when Gaga was at like her zenith.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yes. Was that the meat dress? No, was that?
Well, around the same era. And then before that, I loved the AMAs because Michael Jackson would always perform there and Diana and,
she did.
You know, Whitney. She did. But this, I have to tell you, I thoroughly enjoyed last night's. What did you guys think?
I thought it was kind of maudlin in the beginning, but I get it. They were recognizing the fact that there's been a lot of scandal and heartache and pain and flooding and natural disasters. So to have Pink and Kelly Clarkson come out and open the show, thought that was really, really nice. And just to acknowledge it and then move on. There were some low points, but Diana Ross and her grandson at the end, he was dancing and you could tell that runs in the family. That kid needs his own show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but that was really fun. She killed it and she showed everyone else how to perform.
Oops,
she got the Lifetime Achievement Award or something.
Yes, and her daughter was hosting. How cool.
Tracee Ellis Ross, who did a really nice job. But and Diana looked really good, didn't she?
Oh, yes,
I thought she looked fantastic. I thought she sounded fantastic.
I wish she performed earlier to kind of get the energy up a little bit more.
A little bit, yeah.
There were a few draggy moments and some cringeworthy moments, too.
What was cringeworthy for you? I'm curious.
Okay, and this pains my heart to even say this out loud.
Oh, I wonder if you're going to feel the same way I do. Go ahead.
Because I love her, and I was wondering. No. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. What up with Christina Aguilera? Where has she been?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't like her, Whitney Houston?
Guys, she started off really great, and then I think she messed up one line, and then that just spiraled into a performance that just did not go well from there until I'm Every Woman, pretty much. Then the choir came out, and off we went. But I don't even think that the people, the producers or the editors, or who is the person that decides which camera they go to, Jace?
The director.
In TV. The director could even go to the crowd because everyone was cringing. She was not hitting the notes. You could tell she was uncomfortable. She was in her thoughts, thinking about it more than just feeling it. And she's really good at feeling it because she has an incredible voice. But last night was not very great. Not fun.
Let's take a little listen and then... I'll tell you how I feel about it. Okay, that's it.
Ow. Oh, yeah.
Maybe I don't have very good speakers on my TV because I thought it was good.
You did?
Yeah, I liked it. I was really impressed with her not being so overly glammed up, too. Maybe I was just taking in her whole look and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was kidding. Here's a little bit more. Okay. Then. I want to hear more of what Dania... That's about the only note that I love right there.
Okay.
The run to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should say, too, this was a Bodyguard. It's,
25th anniversary.
25th anniversary. And it's always hard to sing Whitney. She's the best vocalist of all time. That's already a hard, number already.
I'm with Lex on this one. I really wanted to like this for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And I, this sounds crass, but it's just, I'm just being very honest. I was totally distracted. You're talking about Christina being in her thoughts. I was totally distracted by her appearance.
Oh, yeah, that too. That too.
I'm just being honest. I'm not being mean. I was 100% taken out of the moment because of her appearance.
I don't know what it is.
And
well, she didn't have as much makeup on. Was that it? Her hair slicked back?
I don't know what it was.
Looked like a little nippy tucky. Well,
I thought it was her lips.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know what it was, but she just looked very different from me, and it was a little jarring.
Mm.
So superficial aside, just her performance, I thought it was really off. I thought perhaps Christina was the wrong person to do that kind of tribute for her, for Whitney, which I can't believe I'm saying because
Christina Aguilera is so
very talented, but... Look, people have off nights. She had an off night last night.
Right.
But I was surprised.
And then when you combo that with the fact of that right after they previewed Pink's music video.
Yeah.
And then down the road, Pink performed and was doing these acrobatics on the side of the hotel and sounding on point, being sideways and upside down.
Exactly. I mean, she wasn't even on a stage, Lex.
No, she was
like, hanging.
Carabining down.
She was hanging from a rope.
Girl. Oh, my gosh. When I saw that, I was just thinking about how I rappelled for the American Diabetes Association off the side of a building in Minneapolis, and I was terrified just to be upright.
Yeah.
Imagine being upside down, hanging, and singing.
And spinning. Yeah.
No.
She looks great.
Yes, and they did go to her face while Christina was singing, and she looked like she was stinking poo-poo, smelling poo-poo.
But she claimed she wasn't.
No, she claimed she wasn't, but I think she was. I think we're all just a little bit like, where is this going? And felt a little, on the edge.
Yeah.
And, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, so to speak. We'll be back with more AMA's talk as Hot Topics continues right after this, everybody.
Talk 107.1. Everything.
You're in the good place. You're okay, Ellen.
Entertainment.
I can't shut it down. It's going viral.
This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
Interesting day on the World Wide Web.
Topping Google Trends and Entertainment, Charles Manson, the hippie cult leader who became the hypnotic-eyed face of evil across America after orchestrating the gruesome murders of pregnant actress Sharon Tate and six others in L.A. during the summer of 1969, died yesterday after nearly a half a century in prison. He was 83. He died at 8:13 p.m. of natural causes at Kern County Hospital, according to a California Department of Corrections statement. Also passing away this weekend, we have legendary AC/DC rhythm guitarist Malcolm Young. He died on Saturday. He was only 64. There's no official cause of death, but he retired back in 2014 because he was dealing with several health issues. And on Twitter, we have the hashtags Charles Manson and AMAs. And those are the latest trends. You can find more on our social media at mytalk1071.com.
Now you know what we know. See more at mytalk1071.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. David Cassidy is in critical condition today. Oh. He earlier this year revealed that he has dementia, canceled, kind of went into retirement, stopped doing shows, and now he is in intensive care with his family.
But with organ failure.
Yeah. Oh. Whenever I think of David Cassidy, I think of my mom, because she had all of the Partridge Family LPs, and I remember playing them. And I remember playing them in the on the turntable in our living room. She like everyone of her age loved. Well, I mean, he was one of the teen dreams back then. I mean, he was huge. I mean, he was on t-shirts and album covers and buttons.
Oh, and so dreamy.
Yeah, he was a really good looking guy.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't talk about him in the past tense. He is a good looking guy, but
yeah.
Very, very, very sad.
Teen heartthrob, you know, or heart dream, or what did they call it?
Heartthrob.
Yeah, those
heart
guys.
Dream. Yeah. But
he's so only 67. It's pretty
That's
young.
That's what
to
I
be.
Think.
Whoa,
yeah.
Man.
Oh. And what is it? Is it it's organ failure?
Yes.
They're not saying exactly what has caused the organ failure, but he's surrounded by friends and family in critical condition. He has a breathing
tube.
Yeah.
Well, I wish him the best, because it's just it is young. I didn't realize how young he was, but it makes sense. Given my mom, you know, how old my mom is, but very, very young. I think he was in town. I think he was in our building one time, and very, very nice. If I remember correctly, he was just a very nice man. So,
yes.
6:34 is the time. Another show people are talking about, other than the AMAs, is SNL. And Dawn, you were saying in the top of our Dirt Alert, people were slamming Eminem. He was a musical guest. Why? What's their beef?
Well, they were just saying he was relying on old hits. He worked it in, did it like a medley of some of his old hits with his performance. I have a clip here if you want to hear it.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Knowing it, no matter what bars I come with, you're going to heart ripen. That's a hard fight getting to swallow. So I scrap these as pressure increases like khakis. I feel the ice cracking because
on water, but I ain't no Jesus.
I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like it. You did the raucous too late. It's bad. But anyways, I hope you get this, man. Give me back just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan. Sustain.
So what's their beef?
I love this.
That he relied, since he worked in those two older songs, Stan and Love the Way You Lie, that he was relying on old hits, you know. And people are saying he's washed up. He's terrible. Why didn't they use Chance the Rapper as the artist, as the musical guest? It's like, no, he's
hosting.
So that's, you're not going to double up on that. I don't think they ever do that. So
rarely,
they're just kind of saying just terrible, terrible stuff. Haters saying you're done. Hang it up. It's terrible performance. Why don't they get somebody who's relevant? Like, I don't know.
I think it's people. I think people that are saying that are people that weren't fans of his to begin with.
Right. And he's also said some fighting words, too, in the past. So,
yeah. Well, I don't think he's really crying over what the internet is saying about him.
Mm-hmm.
But people also have to keep in mind, sometimes when an artist is gone for a while out of the public eye, as Eminem has been, when you do, it's not out of the ordinary or unacceptable when you come back and you make a splashy return on a show like SNL, which arguably is a show with a huge, you know, has a huge platform and huge audience, doing a retrospective or you know, doing some of your biggest hits, there's nothing wrong with that, because I'm sorry to tell you, shishi poo poo critical people, that's what we want to hear anyway. I mean,
he did his
new song at the top, and then again he's reintroducing himself to new fans, so why not remind them in a really cool way of the hits that he's had? There isn't anything loserish about it. I actually would be surprised if he didn't do that more,
right,
because he has been gone for a while.
Yeah, he's 45.
Now, I just don't understand why people don't realize that an artist has an evolution of who they are. Their music isn't going to be the same as whenever he was, you know, 22 years old.
Nor should it be.
It shouldn't be. Why don't people accept that there's an evolution?
He's evolved, yeah, for sure.
Because I don't want to see the same Eminem that we heard in 99 and 2000. You know what I mean?
I don't think he does either. I mean, he was talking about killing people and,
living
was very aggressive.
Yeah.
And, right.
Well, I was hearing, it's interesting. There's a parallel. I was hearing Howard Stern talk about how people, this is actually more similar than I thought. Now that I'm saying it out loud, he said he gets comments a lot from people going, oh, you're soft now.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yes.
You have people on your show that you never would have had before. And he's like, wait a minute. He's like, you know, I can't, nor do I want to do the show that I used to do 20 years ago. He goes, I've changed. And how boring would it be if I just kept doing the same show? Because I'm not the same person that I was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And I thought, absolutely. People just want to put individuals, especially performers, in a box. And I'm guilty of it, too. I mean, you know, we never want Julia Roberts to do anything other than a rom-com. But I think we're all guilty sometimes of going, OK, well, we like this person to do this and only this. And it's like, no. They get to grow, too, you know. And
yes,
if we choose to not go on the ride, great. But we shouldn't put them down because they want to evolve as a performer. That just seems weird to me.
Yeah, my husband, you know, loves Howard Stern, too. And he was actually saying, I don't think that Howard Stern is a shock jock.
Not anymore, no.
I still think he is. But
yeah,
he has evolved, absolutely. I mean, with the Whack Pack and, you know, that element of the show, I think that part for sure. But he was just saying, you know, he's grateful that he's changed because, yeah, he was that guy, but he's changed a lot, too, as a listener of him. So, yeah, that's really unfortunate. And I know you watched more than just Eminem. How was Chance the Rapper?
Okay, I will say I didn't know anything about Chance the Rapper. I mean, I knew obviously who he was.
Yeah.
I was aware of him. I walked away from SNL a very big fan of Chance the Rapper. Do you like him, Lex?
You know what? Admittedly, same thing. Same as you. So I didn't watch SNL. So
I
was watching I Am Elizabeth Smart, which was a
which
very different experience.
Yeah.
Very, very different. But yeah, so what changed your mind or at least made up your mind about him?
I thought he did such a good job. I mean, he was so funny. They did a skit. They did another Family Feud skit with, you know, fake Steve Harvey, with Anthony Anderson doing Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
And Chance the Rapper played
his
long lost son. And Dawn, was it not? It was beautiful.
My God. That was so funny. He also did a song about like to get Barack to come back.
It
was really funny, too.
It was like a rip off of it was kind of like a play Lex. You would have loved it off of Boys to Men.
Oh.
And it was like, come back, Barack. Yeah, I have a little bit of that.
Oh,
take
please.
This is Chance the Rapper and Anthony Anderson. And then one of the new cast members, I can't think of his name, doing this. And it looks like a video from the 90s from like Boys to Men. Listen to this.
I see him moving on and I'm begging to come back home.
And every night I turn the TV on and cry.
And I cry.
I say why. I feel like we're all gonna die. So come back around.
Oh my gosh.
I want you back.
candles, man.
We didn't know just what we had.
200 candles.
Now things are looking bad.
It was so good, Lex. I thought of you. You would have loved it. It was, but I don't know. I found him to be very affable. He's a good looking guy.
Yes.
And he was really funny. Like, he was a really good host, I think.
I do like his music, so I wasn't sure about him as a host of SNL. So, okay, I'm going to go back and watch it.
And the thing that makes him unique is that he has never signed with a record label.
Right.
He is a self-made man, and he refuses to sign with anyone.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yes,
that's cool.
That's like why he's so respected. He's like, no, I'm not going to. I'm going to do my own thing.
Well, you go. Yeah, I really liked him. 6:42. We'll be back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. 6:47. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. Getting your Twitters. Getting your tweeters. Mama Kitty writes, Chance the Rapper also does a ton of community and ton for his community.
Oh, yes.
Advocates for stronger school systems in Chicago.
Yeah.
He also holds a whole bunch of events for youth. He's great. Thank you, Mama Kitty.
He gave away 30,000 backpacks, I think, this August for kids in Chicago.
Yeah.
Right.
And Emily, thank you for correcting me. I appreciate it. I'll just blame the 8 medications I'm on. Emily, I meant to say Kenan Thompson on SNL plays Steve Harvey. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, okay.
But, oh gosh, that was just so funny. So unbelievably funny. He did Chance the Rapper did a spot on Steve Harvey imitation playing Steve Harvey's son.
So
unexpected
funny.
Son. Yeah. Oh, it was so
good.
Yeah,
if you watch any clip from SNL, I would watch that one. Oh, and then when he does the Barack song. That's
also those are the two.
Really
those
good.
Are the two good ones. Now, Lex, you dropped the little nugget there while we were watching SNL. What the hell were you watching?
I was watching Lifetime's movie I Am Elizabeth Smart. Now, it was a little jarring in the beginning because she is the narrator of the story. So she is just black background. It's just her looking straight into the camera talking. And then it goes into the story, which took a little bit for me to get used to. But then that was okay. I heard, you know, what happened to her at the time. And when they found her, we were all very, very excited. And, oh, my gosh, where have you been? What happened? This movie, so we knew a lot of the details of this. There were a few different things I didn't know, like the guy who had kept her captive. He had some, you know, he'd say he was getting these divine messages, and one of them was that he was going to abduct her cousin, who's also her best friend.
Yeah,
he attempted to do that, but there was some noise in the house and a few different things that I didn't know about. But basically, most of it, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right, that happened. And to visually see that and then the days and as they were going on and on, just you think, how can someone live through that? But the movie actually had a pretty uplifting spin. It's about redefining victimhood, you know, just being able to move on past that. She's found a great husband and she has 2 daughters and kind of living through that. So her message is of positivity, but I have to say, watching what she went through and just the, wow.
I just love.
Oh, yes, what's taking, that, Chase?
Taking nothing away from the good message.
Yes.
It just cracks my ears up.
Yeah.
That while we were watching SNL, you were watching Lifetime. I mean, you were watching the Elizabeth Smart movie on Lifetime.
Yeah.
The humor of that does not escape me.
On the weekend.
I actually watched it on demand on Sunday because I was watching the kids. We were watching Elf, actually, but I did watch it later on. But yeah, that would be.
Oh, Lex.
Yeah.
Only
no,
you.
Of all the things. I was like, you know what? I'm curious. I got to see this. Maybe there are some other things that I didn't know, but she was just 14 when she was taken. And the woman, his first wife, she is just mad scary. And to know she only got 15 years in prison.
Oh, my gosh.
So
think about that for a second. Oh,
yeah.
That's
and
gross.
Things that happened to her. And I just, wow, to be able to be that resilient and that articulate.
Yeah.
About what happened and to share her story finally. So you feel like she is doing it on her terms.
Mm.
But it is a Lifetime movie too. So, you know, you have all of the
Lex,
Lifetime goodies there. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lex, can I ask Was there nothing else on television? How did you land on the Elizabeth Smart story?
Okay, well, you know I'm a big Project Runway fan, and so the finale was on Thursday, which the winner, by the way, awesome and kind of surprised me a little bit.
Oh.
Just because there was someone who was just, sorry, side note on Project Runway for all you fans out there. I was a little bit surprised because the person who we thought would win the entire season didn't.
Oh.
So that was kind of, at least for me, like, whoa, okay, surprising, but awesome. So as I was watching the finale for Project Runway, there were a lot of commercials for this film. And I thought, you know, or movie, Lifetime movie. So I thought, well, I don't know. It seeped in and the promotion worked.
Oh.
I thought, I'm going to watch that.
I found the clip, and we're going to end this on a funny note. Lex, okay. I found the clip from SNL with Chance the Rapper playing the surprise illegitimate son of Steve Harvey. So to set this up, Steve Harvey's introducing the second family, and it's a white family with Edie Bryant as the mother. And Steve knows her. And so it's family against, it's obviously two families that know Steve. So they get to the final contestant of introduction, and Chance the Rapper turns around and he has a mustache, Lex, just like Steve. Oh. Listen to this.
Friends for over 30 years.
Yeah, that's true. And I brought my wonderful family. You remember my husband, Peter?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, good to see you, Peter.
My son, Justin.
Hey, Steve.
And my other son, Cecil.
How you doing, player?
Oh, my God.
Well, hey there, Cecil. Wow, you sure have grown since I last saw you. Yeah, it's been a minute. There's something about you.
And it cuts over to Steve's wife, and Steve's wife is cutting him a look of like, I know there's something weird.
Yes.
Oh, it's so good.
Who is this kid? Okay, I will definitely go back and watch both of those skits.
Yeah, it's so, so good. Maybe in the 7 o'clock too. We forgot one, Dom, that has special meaning for all of us here in Minnesota. Chance the Rapper plays an ESPN reporter who normally covers baseball or football.
And he has
to fill in, Lex, for hockey. Oh. And he knows nothing about hockey.
Yeah.
And he has to go live at a hockey game. And it is hysterical. Like, it's really good.
Oh, let's please play that one next time.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, I'll tell you. He had this episode had more hits than misses. There were some misses, though.
Yeah.
But this season's been a little uneven of SNL, but and then they congratulated my secret boyfriend Colin Jost on making People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive issue, Sexiest Joke Writer. So,
right? I agree.
Yeah, he is. Which they made Michael Che made a joke that's a very specific category.
It kind of is. Is he still dating Scarlett Johansson? Are they still seen?
I don't think so.
Kissing and stuff.
Well, she dates several people.
Okay.
Yeah, she bounces around. Okay. That's good.
He's just one of the
Anyway.
You're Scarlett Johansson. You should.
So, I would if I were her. Yeah.
We're going to take a break, everybody. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
Because it's a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Oh, baby, any day that you're gone. It's a beautiful day.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
I'm gonna change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot.
Entertainment.